I'm Jamie Strobel, and today I'm with Brother Morris Christensen. He is the Activities Advisor at BYU Idaho and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for joining us, Brother Christensen.
You're welcome.
And for those who know Brother Christensen well enough and his family, they know that they are very big into the outdoors. Is that right?
Yeah, it's something that we enjoy.
Well, my husband and I know Brother Christensen and his family, and we just love them. And actually, your wife and I made the connection last year that we are like second or third cousins. It just made sense as I was reading through your devotional talk that we come from the same bloodline, because my family's big into outdoors, and your talk brought up a lot about the outdoors and how that connects with the gospel. So I loved that. So tell us, Brother Christensen, what is your role as the Activities Advisor at BYU Idaho?
My role is with one other advisor. We are administrators over the outdoor program, and we help students program different outdoor activities for the general student body to be involved in, and we oversee that program. And like I mentioned, just help in the programming and management of that.
And what do you do with the students during each of the different seasons?
You know, during this time of the year, during our spring semester, we have all kinds of things going on, everything from, you know, whitewater rafting trips, backpacking trips, some mountain biking, some horseback riding. There's a whole host of things that we do throughout the spring semester. And then as we move into the winter semester and other times of the year, we do a lot of the similar things. But during the winter, we do a lot of ski programs and snowshoeing and just different things like that.
And you're the one that gets that all organized and set up?
Well, between the two of us, Jason Thornton, my coworker, between the two of us and the students that we work with, we all do that together.
And then this semester, you're teaching archery is what I saw, is that right?
Yeah, my name is on the course, but actually I have, there's students that have been selected to teach that course. So I get to go in every once in a while and put my hands on the bows, but I don't actually teach the class.
Okay, great. So in devotional, you will be speaking on the topic of holding fast, and you give an example of you and your wife biking in Alaska. And can you share with us how that experience with your wife helped you to understand the principle of holding fast?
Yeah, you know, it was that experience and others like it that really, you know, just kind of reminded me and kind of became the basis for my talk, that, you know, when things don't go the way you planned, when things become or maybe are tougher than you thought. And, you know, it's at those times, you know, that it reminded me that that's when you need to dig in, stand tall, hold fast to what you know is true, you know, keep going forward, keep pedaling forward. It doesn't matter. Don't stop.
In part of your talk, you talk about always having someone with you when it's hard.
Yes.
Can you kind of explain a little bit about that? How we're, you know, we always have a companion with us, and that correlates with having the Savior?
Yeah, you know, in the adventure world is kind of the example I give. There's a lot of different things that we do in the adventure world that we always say that there, you know, you should have a companion with you. And so I talk about, you know, like when we're skiing, it's good to have somebody there with you when you're out in the mountains and skiing, and something that has an avalanche beacon that can watch you. And, you know, if something were to happen, they can search for you and rescue you. And same thing with paddling, having someone on the river with you in case you get into trouble, there's someone there to assist you. And so I use a couple different examples like that. And, you know, you really just using the analogy that, you know, the Savior, we need to have him be our companion as well, and that we need to turn to him and to hold to him. And when we have troubles in our life, that we just really need to focus on him and not other things. Use him as our strength and as someone that can help us.
And so you talk about three different principles that we as members of the church and people not of the church, it's important to hold on to. What are those three things that you counsel the students on?
Yeah, the three points that I mentioned are the Word of God, our covenants that we make with our Heavenly Father, and also the Savior. So those are the three areas that I felt were important.
And what do you think are some of the consequences that we might face if we're not holding fast to those three things that you mentioned?
Well, I think there's big consequences for not holding fast to those things. I mean, I mean, even if we do hold fast to those things, it doesn't mean that things are going to be easier, that all my problems are going to be solved. But I think by holding to those things and other spiritual things, that life can be better. And I think it gives us a different perspective, you know, to know that we can move forward and we have an assurance that our Heavenly Father is there, that the Lord is there, and that we can be strengthened and know that they're on our side. You know, there's still going to be problems. I don't doubt that at all. But I know that there's definitely strength that comes from sticking close to those things.
And you talk about the story of Lehi and his family and holding fast. Can you tell us maybe the difference of just like holding on to the iron rod versus clinging to the rod?
Really, the thing that came to my mind as I was kind of preparing my thoughts is that, you know, I always think about when we do certain things in the outdoor world, you know, especially when we look at climbing or anything like that, where, you know, you're on the edge, you know, you're not just holding on. I mean, you really are clinging on, you know, I mean, you're doing everything you can. Sometimes there's not much there to cling on to, and you're using one little piece of whatever it is, you know, you're just hanging on to that in hopes that you don't slip and fall. And I think that's the, you know, when I read that description that Lehi gives in his dream about holding to the rod and clinging to the rod, that's kind of what I look at. You know, the people that cling to the rod, I mean, like they're holding on, and they're not letting go for anything.
I am fearful of heights, and I think when you were talking about that, I thought about rock climbing and how if I didn't have the harnesses and everything, that would be terrifying. And that's how we really should look at it with our life. If we're not doing that, it should be bringing that spiritual fear just as a physical fear would come over us. So what are some personal lessons you feel like people can learn from the great outdoors?
Boy, I don't know. There's so many of them. I mean, I can think back to different experiences I've had, and you know, different experiences I've had with my wife, with, you know, with Heidi and my children and my dad and mom growing up and things like that. And I think that there are so many lessons that can be learned from being outside. And unfortunately, I don't think as many people these days maybe take advantage of that and experiencing those things. But, you know, the lesson really, this, that, you know, my message that I have prepared for devotional, that was the thing that really came to my mind as I was trying to prepare something. Endurance, you know, regardless of, you know, where you are, what you're doing, you know, being able to endure, being able to make it through hard things. And that was really kind of the message that I wanted to share with students, because it seems like that's something that seems to be on a lot of students' minds lately. And, you know, I mean, I can think back to so many experiences. We kind of joke about different things that have happened. You know, I talk about this particular cycling trip that I'll share during devotional with Heidi and I in Alaska. And, you know, but I mean, there were many others as well. There was one which I didn't share, you know, that happened on Hell's Backbone. It sounds amazing, right? Down in Utah. And, you know, we kind of laugh about a backpacking trip that took place one time with my dad and I in the Grand Canyon, too. And in all of those instances, you know, the thing that I learned from all those situations really was about just putting one foot in front of the other and just moving forward and you know, again, holding fast and, you know, be strong, stand tall, pick your head up, get moving, you know. And that's something that, you know, I really picked up from an early age from my dad. That's something that, you know, he always really tried to, you know, instill in us, is just keep moving forward and steady pressure. My mom was the same thing, you know. She always used to tell us, you know, to hold at the end of the beat row was something she learned when she was a kid. And so, you know, taking that and those experiences I had in the outdoors, those were things I learned.
Well, Brother Christensen, thank you so much for compiling all these great stories and experiences you've had into something that the students will greatly appreciate and enjoy on Tuesday. And so we thank you for coming in and talking with us about devotional that will be happening on Tuesday.
Thank you.
I'm Jamie Strobel, and today I'm with Brother Morris Christensen, Activities Advisor at BYU Idaho, and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for joining us.